It's Tuesday. That means it's Take Control Tuesday with Mansa Musa from MoneySmartLife.org. And Mansa, as we head into the holiday season, it's also open enrollment season for a lot of people as well. I know that was a strange segue, but tell us what we need to do to be money smart.
Yeah, I mean, there are a lot of money tasks that happen at the end of the year. One of them being open enrollment. If you have a job, you have benefits. Even if you don't have a job, if you have Medicare, it's all time to sign up now. So let's talk about how to maximize the benefits we had in 2022 and what we should think about for 2023 going forward. So let's talk about 2022. The first thing you want to do is check your deductible positions. You know, a lot of insurance plans, whether it's medical coverage, eyeglasses, whatever, dental, they have a deductible. If you've met your deductible for the year, then you want to try to pull ahead as much treatment and stuff as you can into this year, because if you do it next year, you've got to satisfy the deductible again.
Right.
The same is true with copays. Some insurance plans require copays that have a deductible or a limit on how much you can pay. You want to check that, because if you've already reached your deductible limit and you're now able to visit the doctor, et cetera, without a copay, you need to be doing that in 2022 before the deductible starts up again in 2023. Same is true for health savings accounts and flexible savings accounts. They have limitations that run out either in March or at the end of the year. If you have money left over, you need to find out what the status of those accounts are, because if you don't use it, you lose it.
Yeah.
And you definitely don't want to do that. And then the other thing you want to do this year is you want to look at your tax withholding exemptions. You may have over withheld so far this year, or you may have under withheld so far this year. So now, while you have 3, 4 or more paychecks left in the year, might be a good time to make an adjustment so you don't get such a big surprise when it comes tax time.
Right.
The next one is vacation days. Use or lose. I mean, I don't see why people leave vacation days on the table, but they do. Before the pandemic, Americans left 768 million days of paid off time.
Oh, my gosh.
Imagine that. 55% of Americans did not use all of their paid vacation time. Hey, don't do that.
Please don't do that.
Right. Now, the options for 2023. When you're looking at health care plans, you want to be very wary of high deductible plans. Yes, they have a low monthly premium, but a high deductible plan, what we found is it inhibits people from going to the doctor to get checked out, right? Because you got this high deductible. You want to be able to access your health care without much pain. Of course, it's time to sign up for Medicare. You've got to do that if you're on Medicare. If you have a 401k at your job, you should review it and rebalance your investments for 2023. You want to review your payroll deductions, like we said before, going forward, to make sure that you have things deducted correctly. And you want to increase your payroll deductions for savings somehow, some way for 2023, even if it's 1%. Now, one final thing on benefits, Randy. Benefits make up about 30% of your compensation.
Yeah.
About 68% goes towards salary, 31% toward benefits. My question to our listeners is, why leave that on the table? I don't understand that. If your employer gives you $100, are you going to walk away leaving 30 of it on the table? And for most people who aren't that happy with their jobs and think they're underpaid anyway, this is a way to kind of equalize some of that.
Yeah, for
sure. Use your benefits, use them smartly.
Money smart, life smartly. Well, Mansa Musa can be found on moneysmartlife.org, and the things that we talk about also on TakeControlTuesday.com. Mansa, thank you.
Thank you.